Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Well, we had already been talking, Jim, live on Facebook, so there was our intro.
That's right.
They were coming right back to us, so welcome, everybody. A beautiful Thursday, great South Georgia weather, hot, but the sun's shining, so very glad to be here today.
Glad to be back in the studio.
Absolutely. And, Jim, we've got some really great guests today. One is right here with us in the studio, but before we introduce him, you know, we've got a call-ins calling in later tonight, and Todd Payette from British Columbia, Canada, and his book,
Shoulder Down.
Interesting fella. I think we can't wait for that interview tonight. So, and then next week, we'll be on the road next weekend to Marietta, Georgia.
That's right. We've got Clash of the Titans coming up on the 11th.
That's right. And that's Daniel Stucker's MPC show. But guess what came in the mail?
I know what came in the mail. Those medals.
This is our medal, the Gladiator helmet for our Fit Talk Presents MPC Night of the Gladiators, and sponsored by Valdosta Health and Wellness, Tracy Livingston, over on Bemis Road. And look at that medal. Is that not cool or what, Jim?
That's a big medal.
That is a
and
big.
It's heavy.
It's heavy. Look at that lanyard, how big,
big
it
old,
is.
Thick, wide lanyard,
talk.
Right?
So we were excited.
That's nice.
Excited to get those in. So if you're not a competitor, we sure hope that you'll be a spectator and come. You don't want to miss this show. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting and fun. And we're gonna have a good time August 27th over at Mathis City Auditorium.
Night of the Gladiators.
Night of the Gladiators. MPC Night of the Gladiators. Well, let's take a commercial break, and we'll come right back with Chef Larico from Valdosta and Creations. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. There for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Five Star Nutrition's grand opening is Friday, April 29th, across from the mall and next to Popeyes. Get a $20 gift card by texting Valdosta to 79374. Again, by texting Valdosta to 79374. Check them out for all your supplement needs and follow them on Instagram at Five Star Nutrition Valdosta.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
We're back with Fit Talk. I'm Jim.
And this is Maria over here in the corner. He's put me in the corner.
Maria in the corner for a change. Usually it's me over there in the corner, but this time it's Maria. But I'm here with Chef Larico Johnson with Creations. And Larico, give us a little bit about your background and Creations, and tell us what that's all about.
Well, Creations Smoothie and Bowls is it's a new concept that a partner of mine, Timothy Bryant, brought to Valdosta, Georgia. It's based off the fact that, you know, we were all ex-athletes. We were getting a little older, and we all kind of went our separates and came home. And with some health scares from some friends, you realize that there's really nowhere to eat in Valdosta, or in the South particularly, that is not deep fried, covered in sauce, or something else with pork in it. So
that stuff is good, though.
It is good. I'm a Georgia boy to the core. I do miss it sometimes. I won't lie.
Yeah.
But him living in Atlanta across the street from Whole Foods, he realized that there are options. There is no such thing as a food desert, like we like to say, that you just have to basically give people the option. And so it was kind of a selfish reason because we needed somewhere to eat. He needed somewhere to eat himself. And it was also to give people options. We found, especially over the past 3 years, if you give people options to eat something besides a burger on fast food road, they would actually show up and they would eat the protein bowls. So it kind of spun off from there, from just smoothies. The food came along, built off the plant-based idea of getting somebody a smoothie and not a slushie, right? You know, you go to other smoothie establishments, it's a lot of ice, it's a lot of sugars, it's a lot of additives. What we specialize at Creation Smoothie and Bowls is it's 100% plant-based, 100% fruit, 100% juice. We don't add any sugars, and you'll be surprised that fruits are naturally sweet. You don't need to actually add any extra sugars to them.
Right. So these can be great tasting without adding the sugar, because fruit has sugar. It's sweet.
It's sweet already. We've just become addicted to the white processed sugar. I didn't realize how much I was addicted to it until you stop eating it. You can literally feel yourself
having withdrawals from it.
You don't know what it is, but it's the processed sugars. There's a lot of natural sugars you can eat. Cane sugar is a good sugar. I'm not saying you should overeat cane sugar, but if you replace your lemonades or your Kool-Aids with a organic cane sugar, you can still have your sweets, but make it just a little bit healthy. It's the small changes that really matter.
Now, we sampled a lemonade when we were at your place.
Yes, we did. It was delicious.
You got the tropical lemonade.
That's right. That's right. It was delicious. What did you think, Maria?
I loved it. It was very, very good. Very good. And even your plant-based smoothie, protein smoothie, mm-hmm. was delicious too, Jim.
Right. I had Breakfast of Champions.
Breakfast of Champions.
Tell them what's in that.
The Breakfast of Champions is our form of a protein smoothie. We don't add any protein waste to any of our smoothies. We try to keep it as natural and as plant-based as possible. So the Breakfast of Champions is blueberries. It's heavy in antioxidants. We use almond butter, flax seeds, and chia seeds, as well as banana. And we mix all that up together with some almond milk. That way it gives our athletes an option to get a plant-based protein that's a lot easier for your body to break down post-workout or pre-workout.
How'd you learn all this?
I've been living food for about 15 years. And it's crazy because my mom and my friends, Tim will tell you, I could not boil a pot of water. I would boil a pot trying to boil water. That's how horrible I was at cooking. And about 15 years ago, studying psychology at the Citadel, didn't know what I wanted to do with that. So I came back, worked in a law office for a little while, came back to home, kind of found myself, ended up taking some religions classes and some sociology classes. And none of it seemed to ever fit. And that's what we talked about earlier. You don't really know what your dream is, your purpose is, until you kind of live life a little bit. And I found myself in a kitchen washing dishes. Lost. The most educated dishwasher.
If you went through the Citadel, I know that was tough, and you washing dishes, that it does not compute to me. But
I was lost. It's one of those things, you was lost, but I just kept plugging, had a family to feed, my son was on the way. So it was one of the things I was washing dishes, and I kind of fell in love with the atmosphere of a kitchen. It was very direct. There was no room for any BS. It was short. It was like a military school. It was loud. It was fire. It was violent. It was like, I feel at home. And one day I came in, the sous chef at the time, Greg Yale. Thank you, Greg Yale, for you put me here. He saw me one day. He kept seeing me watch what they was doing. So then one day he cut off my dishwashing apron. He can't do this these days. Can't do this these days. Took a knife, cut off my dishwashing apron. Threw it in the trash, and here I am. I'm thinking I'm fired. Then he tosses me a chef jacket, and a chef coat says, follow me. And I haven't stopped following.
What a great story.
He obviously had a lot of confidence, a lot of faith in you.
Yeah. And food is one of those things everybody eats. There's something we all have in common. We all eat. It's how you show love. How many times your grandma may not talk much, but she would cook for you. It's how you show love to someone. It's how you show you care. It's nurturing. It can be sensual. Food is just, I can talk all day about food. So just that love of food made me want to, about 5 years ago, I got involved in the restaurant and we started pulling ourselves. It was the Power Eatery. And I got involved with kind of breaking down food, getting into not just eating food, not living to eat, but eating to live.
Mm-hmm.
I was introduced to that concept of, okay, stop covering up this food with a bunch of nonsense and just eat a piece of broccoli. And we were surprised how people were just amazed about broccoli. It was just salt, pepper, and olive oil. But it was a real broccoli. It wasn't anything frozen. And I just kind of snowballed from there. From one piece of roasted broccoli, I was okay. Let's see if we can make food clean.
I have to admit, down here in the South, you know, we can take some very healthy food and grease it up and fry it, right? You know, chicken is good for you, but we're going to fry it. You know, fish is good for you. We're going to fry that fish. You know, even some of our green vegetables, you know, whether it's okra or whatever.
Collard greens. Collard greens is a super fruit. Well, we're going to put some ham hocks.
There you go.
And a bunch of oil. Yeah.
So a lot of what we do at Creations is to strip away all of the unnecessaries and give this pure food. We use turmeric rice instead of yellow rice because turmeric is another one of those superfoods. It's good for bruising. For our athletes out there who are lifting weights, it's good for bruising, blood flow. It's also good for brain health. If you have an elderly auntie or grandparent, I promise you, stick a little teaspoon of turmeric in everything they eat. Don't even taste it. But the benefits and the reversal effects it has on Alzheimer's is amazing.
Wow.
And I think I remember you saying you don't even use a lot of salt and pepper when you prepare foods because there are better ways to season food, right?
We don't use any salt. People are amazed, but we don't have any salt in our kitchen. For a while, we used Himalayan salt.
Pink Himalayan.
Himalayan salt is a very good salt. But then we found if you actually season food with food, so if you want it to have an onion taste to it, just give it an onion. If you want to have a peppery taste, give it pepper. So we did make our own special seasoning blend. A shout out to Uriah. She works with us. She came up with this blend herself. It is phenomenal. It contains no salt, but it's full of flavor. Because you guys found over the years, eating healthy doesn't mean eating bland food.
Right.
Not what we've been confused and misled in a lot of marketing to get us to get that processed food that you have to eat bland food to eat healthy. And it's the exact opposite. Nature, God and nature have provided such an array of beautiful foods. We just have to eat it. And here in the South, my grandfather was a farmer. I know you know a farmer. So we grew up, when we were smaller, eating just off the farm. And somehow we lost that connection with Georgia and the earth and want to eat processed foods. And we let you just pick the broccoli up, and it's good to eat straight out the ground.
Well, I'm going to say something just briefly. I'm not going to go into detail. But, you know, we came and we had the lemonade and we had the plant-based protein smoothie. And you know, almost the very next day, I was diagnosed with chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. And that's not anything to mess around with, I found out. And I thought I was been eating relatively healthy my whole life. And guess what they told me? I told you earlier. They told me I need to go back to eating plant-based protein because my kidneys can filter that much better. And all the protein that I've been eating all my life, trying to get 80 to 100 grams a day as a athlete.
We're
was killing my kidneys.
We were taught that for so long that to be an athlete, you need to digest and consume all these amounts of proteins. And then it wasn't until I got older and got into it and realized that the greatest athletes are vegans. The greatest bodybuilders, Arnold Schwarzenegger, a vegan. The greatest Mr. Olympus, some eat a little protein, proteins, but it's mostly a plant-based diet.
Well, they said I can have 40%, 40 grams of protein per day in an egg or particular kind of steak or particular kind of hamburger, particular kind of chicken, particular kind of seafood, but very limited. I mean, 40 grams is not a lot. I mean, I was drinking protein shakes with 40 grams of protein in it. Not anymore. You know, so, I mean, I just feel so grateful that you're here. Now, we don't live in Valdosta, but every time we come to Valdosta, I'll be going by your place to get my vegan protein smoothie. The breakfast.
Number, so you need any ideas or recipes? You got my no phone number. I'm willing to give it
up. Right. Well, I'm telling you, I was just, you know, God works things out. And I just thought, well, how great that is. And I just remember him saying, you know, we are. And I was thinking when you said that, how many people are going to eat plant-based protein? And guess what? Maria is about to eat it a lot. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just grateful to you there. Now, your creations, you're down on North Ashley.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to say you're close to McDonald's on North Ashley. Yeah, and they're at the fork.
Mm-hmm, that little intersection of Park and Ashley, that little intersection right there.
There's a little shopping center, and you're down there on the corner, and it is really cute little shop. Jim and I had a great time there. The lemonade was great, and the smoothie was great.
Next time, we need to sample a protein bowl, or you have wraps?
Right.
Yeah, we have wraps. We just introduced tuna wraps, shrimp wraps, and chicken wraps.
Well,
yeah, we're going to have to sample one of those next
time.
Yeah,
that'll be the next time. I don't know. We hope that you're going to be part of our MPC show, either as a vendor, and so you can be able to taste those things. But if they want to sample anything, you'll be glad to give them a sample, won't you?
Come down and check us out. We're going to start. We're going to be down at Maker's Market starting hopefully next month. Get everything arranged to be down there every second Saturday. Have samples of some of the things we do. We're going to start doing little parking lot shows to kind of let people be more educated and realize that you actually go out your way to eat unhealthy. And it sounds crazy. It's not actually hard to eat healthy. We really go out of our ways to actually eat the wrong products. We also have a subsidiary of Creations that does meal prep as well. Because a lot of times that we don't eat healthy is because of inconvenience.
Right.
But if you could have your healthy meal in a box and still spend as much you spend at a fast food restaurant, then it kind of makes it easier and more access to get those meals.
I would like to see y'all get a food truck.
We've thought of it. We do have a smoothie truck we bring out every once in a while.
Yeah,
we haven't brought in a while. Summertime now, so if you see a smoothie truck walking around, I'll be surprised we'll home catch you.
All right. Want to welcome our Facebook Live viewers, Janet Sumner, Blake Gaithier, Mandy Anderson. Thank you for tuning in, watching.
Well, I tell you what, I hope that you bring that truck out there to our show August the 27th. Those bodybuilders would love, I mean, they're going to be flocking in, not only the competitors, but the spectators,
yeah.
You know, so great way to get you some business. A lot of local competitors are coming. So I think we're going to have a lot of local spectators too. So be a great way to really get the name out. But we're going to be helping you get that name out here at Fit Talk. I feel like we've made a new friend, Jim, don't you?
Absolutely.
And we're going to be talking to you about you won't be a stranger anymore. You'll be right here with us on Fit Talk regular, I hope, and tell us about anything new that's happening, any new location, any new recipes that you've got, anything that's happening with you. We hope that you will come back and be with us again.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for being with us in the studio. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be right back with hopefully Todd Payette from British Columbia, Canada, and his book, Shoulder Down. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIP.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Five Star Nutrition's grand opening is Friday, April 29th, across from the mall and next to Popeyes. Get a $20 gift card by texting Valdosta to 79374. Again, by texting Valdosta to 79374. Check them out for all your supplement needs and follow them on Instagram at Five Star Nutrition Valdosta.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we are back here, and I believe we have a caller on the line.
Yes, it's me, Todd Payette.
Well, hey, Todd, how are you? Thank you for calling in all the way from Canada.
Welcome to Fit Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, before we begin, I'm going to show you, well, you can't see because you're not on Facebook Live, but I'm going to show Doug Jerry my medal for our show coming up August 27th, and I want to say hey to Doug Jerry. Doug, let me know what you think. You can send me a message, but anyway.
And Doug is associated with MPC Florida.
No, he was MPC cool. Georgia.
MPC Georgia, excuse me.
He's retired now.
I moved you south, Doug.
He probably wishes he was.
Well, that's what people do when they retire, right?
Right. That's what we're going to retire to. But anyway, well, Todd, thank you so much for calling. This is just a fun show, but we've got a very serious topic here with you. You have written a book called Shoulder Down, and that's kind of how I found you. We saw each other on Facebook, and you know. I come to find out you wrote a pretty great book, pretty great story there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that very much.
Well, just tell us, give us the synopsis of the book and what happened to you and what caused you to write the book.
Well, I guess what caused me to write it is. I've gone through a lot of different experiences in my life, and one day I just literally started writing more for myself. It was cathartic. I just wanted to get some thoughts on paper. And so I just started writing my story. And I didn't expect anything to come from it. And, you know, it progressed, and it became one chapter, then two, and then three. And I mentioned it to a friend that I was writing, and he said, oh, I'd like to read some of that. I said, really? And he said, yeah, absolutely. So I sent him a few chapters, and he said, you know, this is really good. You need to keep doing this. And I thought he was, you know, friends are sometimes just being nice, you know. So I thought, well, okay, I'll keep going. And one thing led to another, and, you know, I ended up finishing the book, and then the long shot of all long shots happened is I found a publisher that wanted to publish it, which is getting published is very tricky the first time to find somebody to invest into that. And found a publisher a little over, almost exactly a year ago the book came out. And as far as the story of the book, really, it is my story, and it's about overcoming obstacles. At a very young age, I was not quite 6 years old, and my father had taken his own life, and unfortunately, I was the one that found him. And as you can well imagine, that's pretty traumatic for any child.
Sure.
And, you know, but it was the 70s. You know, people didn't really talk about things. Like, he passed on a Sunday. Monday, I was back in school like nothing had happened.
Wow, at 5 years old. Like,
yeah, 5 years old, right back to go back to school. You know, and it was, you know, so when you have that sort of traumatic experience when you're young and it's not dealt with, you know, some bad things are going to manifest later. And so, you know, by the time I got to my teen years, I was, you know, pretty troubled and messed up. And at the age of 16, my mother had decided, well, you know, this is a kid that I can no longer handle. So she kind of set me free off into the world. And I had to kind of make or break it. And, you know, I stumbled into the bodybuilding in my late teens and gradually became pretty good at that. But at the same time, while it was a positive thing, it later became almost a negative thing because I became almost convinced that bodybuilding would fix everything. And then I pushed everything else to the side, you know, just in the pursuit of this, including relationships, career, started making some bad decisions. I got involved with you know, some pretty bad people. I always tell people that, you know, if you roll around in crap long enough, you're going to start to smell. And, you know, so I went from being a fairly successful amateur bodybuilder to being incarcerated. And then I really hit rock bottom. I'm sitting in a jail cell watching my life crumble around me. And it was at that point that I had a decision to make. And that decision was roll over and die or fight back and start fighting for my life. But the most important thing I had to realize is that I couldn't blame anything. I couldn't blame my father's death. I couldn't blame any people. I had to own my life, and I had to own my mistakes and say, yes, I did that. I made poor choices. And once I did that, I realized now I'm free. Now I'm free to move forward. And that's really what the book is about, is it goes into much more detail about these obstacles, the highs, the lows. There's some funny parts in there as well, because as you both know, being involved in bodybuilding a long time, there's some pretty funny stuff that happens along the way.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to capture some of that, some of the reactions from people and different situations. And I also wanted to give a bit of a description to people that are not involved in bodybuilding, what we go through, how much sacrifice is required to compete and to compete at a high level. Well, and so even though the book, you know, has bodybuilding in it, it's not really a bodybuilding book. It's a
right.
Overcoming obstacles book.
Yeah.
But it happens to, you know, bodybuilding was my thing. It could have been chess. It could have been dancing. It could have been baseball. But for me, it was bodybuilding.
Yeah, you're right. It's not a bodybuilding book. It's more of tragedy and triumph.
Correct. Yes, I would agree with that.
Well, I know you said, you know, we asked you where did you get the title for the book, and of course, Jim has been an educator and a coach. You know, that's his whole career, and you told us the story about the coach.
And it's related to you as a young basketball player. So tell us that story.
Sure. When I was probably about 11 years old, I had discovered basketball. Now, being a Canadian kid, most of us gravitate towards hockey, but my mother was a single mom, could not afford to put me into hockey. And I found basketball, and really that was simple, you know, a pair of sneakers, and I was ready to go. So I started playing, and I put everything into it. I just loved it. And I spent a lot of hours, you know, working on my skills and that, but I really lacked the confidence when it came to game situations. And this one particular day, we're practicing and the coaches are having us do one-on-one drills. So I'm playing with this kid who's a little stronger than me and a little more advanced. And he's forcing me to the outside. I'm trying to get to the hoop. He's forcing me outside. I'm throwing up these really horrible shots. And my coach, whose name is Sid Kurzunski, you know, he's like, Todd, stop what you're doing. He says, what are you doing? And I said, well, I can't get to the hoop. Steve's, you know, pushing me outside. He says, here, I'm going to show you something. So he took the ball and he faces off against Steve and he says, here's what you're going to do. You're going to throw a fake, maybe two fakes, and then you're going to drop your shoulder. You're going to put your shoulder down and you're not going to give him a choice. You're just going to blow right by him. If you can get him to fall for one of the fakes, even a little bit, that should be enough to give you that opening. Put your shoulder down. Drive past him. So he shows me, and he does it, layup, right? So he says, okay, your turn. Gives me the ball. I try it, throw a couple fakes. Steve goes for one of them. I put my shoulder down. Boom, layup. I couldn't believe it. It was that simple. I was like, wow, this is great. He says, do it again. I do it again, works again. I do it again. This time I pull up, hit a little jump shot. And he goes, there you go. It's as simple as that. Don't let anything stop you. Put your shoulder down. And that resonated with me on so many levels, and there were so many times in my life where I saw an obstacle in front of me and I would think of Coach Krasinski's words, put your shoulder down, don't give the obstacle a choice, just move forward.
Shoulder down and power
and
through.
Remember,
shoulder down, power through.
Go ahead.
I said shoulder down and power through.
That's right. Absolutely. And I remember being, you know, locked in a little tiny prison cell, and that was the voice that came into my head, was Coach K. And I'm thinking, yep, shoulder down. You're not dead yet. You got to keep going. You know, so that's why I wanted to honor Coach K, because it was a very important life lesson that has stuck with me all these years. So I named the book Shoulder Down.
Well, I think it was just a very neat title, you know, that really did catch my eye, and I love the cover. Who came up with the cover for the book? Because it looks like you are chiseling that rock away from your body, and emerges this beautiful Atlas body. I mean that was really good.
We get a lot of compliments on that. A few years ago, I did a photo shoot with two brothers out of Calgary named their last name is Bombelki, and they said, we want to do a shoot with you. And I don't actually like doing photo shoots. And I said, okay, let's do one. So so I go down and they're throwing, they do this really neat work. Like they can take these photos and turn them into something very powerful and mythical. And they'll do stuff with swords and that. And we came up with this idea that bodybuilding, we're like an artist, right? We're sculpting a work of art,
absolutely,
but we're doing it out of our own body. And so I said, you know, boy, that'd be something if we could show, you know, chiseling away the rock and to reveal this physique. And they said, you know, we can do that. We can do that afterwards. We'll take the photograph. We'll use your physique, but we can edit later and put the rock in and make it look like you're coming out of the stone. So they did that, and it really, I mean, it turned out great, and I'm you know, quite thankful for their artistry, because we do get an awful lot of compliments on that cover, and a lot of people say, you know, I saw this book, and wow, what a great cover, you know, so It turned out great. We're really happy with it.
I really liked it, and I was just only sad because you couldn't be my headliner for my show down here, for my NPC show. I wonder what that, you on that. It looked so good. It was just, I thought, how unique. Well, you know, you said one thing a while ago, and I've always said this, and I don't mean it in a negative way, but bodybuilding is a selfish sport.
Oh, it is, yes.
And
I agree.
And, you know, when you are at competing and working towards a national competition, you know, or towards the Olympian, you've done things, you know, way above me and Jim, you know, it is selfish. And you talked about, you know, I've lost relationships. I put bodybuilding first. It probably became your god, so to speak. And I've had people that I have been associated with over the years that I've seen that happen to. And, you know, they're trying to attain this body, male and female, that you can't maintain forever. It can't be that good always, like you were in your 20s and 30s and 40s, you know. And they just keep striving and striving and doing this and that to try to make it better and better. Not that they're, and I know you're not 25. And do you mind telling do you mind telling our audience how old you are, Todd?
I'm 53 years old.
Well, Jim and I could be your grandparents. No, just kidding, not your grandparents, but we're older than you. But I knew that you weren't 25. I mean, you know. But it, you know, as we get older, our body does change, and it's harder to maintain that. But, you know, bodybuilding was just a tool that you have used in your life to get where you wanted to be. And it's like basketball or, like you said, baseball or football or whatever. A youngster, my son used baseball, and he lifted weights some because I was in the gym business for 40 years, you know. So, of course, I had three boys, and then I have two bonus sons and a bonus daughter, and they all, you know, are relatively healthy, and a lot of them like lifting weights. But, you know, it was a tool for you, was it not?
Yeah, like, you really made some great points there. Like, while there was a period that it became very destructive for me, but early on, it really gave me a lot of confidence and gave me a very positive outlet. And then later on, after I'd hit rock bottom, it again became a positive thing because it had changed for me. It no longer became, I will be whole as a person if I win this title. It became this world of, okay, I've destroyed my life. I don't have a lot right now, but I know this. The gym won't lie to me. If I go in there and I lift 200 pounds, I mean, I either can lift it or I can't. It's very black and white. And when your life is very mixed up and quite crazy, having something that makes sense can be a wonderful thing. So even though at that time I wasn't even allowed to compete, I'd been banned from competing, the training and the food and the discipline helped me keep order in my life. And it helped me stay sane, and it helped me focus on something positive because, you know, when you go to train, those endorphins are released, and you could walk into the gym feeling absolutely horrible, but by the time you leave, you feel pretty good. So bodybuilding, when you are doing it correctly, can be one of the most beautiful, positive things in your life, and that was a lesson I had to learn the hard way. And even though I compete now, I'm 6 weeks away from competing right now. But you know what? Of course, I hope to win. We all hope to win. It's nice to win. But it doesn't define me. I'm going to go up there and be the best I can. I'm going to enjoy my posing routine. Some friends are coming to watch. We're going to celebrate after. And it's going to be a great thing. But it's not like, hey, you know, if I'm third, fourth, seventh, first, doesn't matter. Because really, too, one of the things being judges, you know this, the winner is determined based on opinion.
You're exactly right.
Completely subjective.
Right? It's not like you're running a race. When you run a race, it's pretty clear who wins. Bodybuilding is subjective. And it's like, if I get a panel of judges that really like mass, I'm not going to do very well. if I get a panel of judges that really like symmetry and aesthetics, I'm going to do extremely well as long as I'm in condition. And I've had it both ways. I've had judges say, man, you have that old school classic look. We love that. And then I've had other judges say, you know, you need to gain 20 pounds. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to kill myself to gain 20 pounds. Right?
So, right.
So it's really how you perceive it. And it can be absolutely a great thing. And I've seen it do great things for people. But just like a drug or alcohol or food or sex or anything, if you abuse it, it's going to bite you in the ass.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. And you and Maria both touched on a couple of things. You know, this sport can provide structure, help you focus, help you have discipline. You know, all these mental things in addition to, obviously, getting healthy. So, you know, you think about the journey. You know, it's not all about winning that trophy or whether you place first or second, you know. But, you know, think about the journey. Are you having fun? Are you focused? Are you getting healthy? Are you shedding some fat, shedding some pounds that you really didn't want? You know, gaining some muscle. You know, all that's good. All that's healthy. So, you know, you're a win if you get in the best shape of your life, whether you take first place or second place or the overall or whatever. Because think about this, you know, you're talking about how subjective it is and whether the judges like mass or symmetry, et cetera. But one other thing that you cannot control is who else shows up that day.
Boy, that's so true.
Yeah.
I prepped some people for shows, and I just had a conversation with a client a couple days ago. And she said, what should my goal be? Should my goal be top five? Should it be this? Should it be that? And I said, your goal should be show up the best you can, the best version of you.
Yes.
Because we can't control. If you're at your absolute best and somebody shows up and they're better, what are you going to do?
Right.
Not a damn thing, right? Yeah. And, you know, I've had clients where I've asked them during prep, yes, prep is hard. It is. It's challenging. It's tough. But if you don't take some measure of enjoyment from it, why do it? Why?
Right. You can be a winner the day of the competition. You should be a winner the day of the competition, you know, before the awards are ever presented.
You know, I agree.
If you feel good about what you've accomplished and you get up on the stage and you have fun, and that's a win. I mean, it really is. It really is. You know, Maria talked about, It can be a selfish sport, and, you know, I can see where it would be hard to maintain a relationship sometimes because, like you say, you got to be focused. But you got to be, you know, if you're getting ready for a show, a competition, you know, I'm focused on me, right? I'm focused on what I eat. I'm focused on my workout. I'm focused on my cardio. You know, I'm focused on, you know, all of that. And so it's just really difficult to do that and give everything you have to preparing for this competition. And at the same time, you know, pay attention to your partner.
Exactly. Well, one of the things that I've often said when people have asked my advice and something I learned personally to avoid getting mired down into that selfish, you know, me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a bodybuilding contest. That's great. You know what you're not doing? You're not curing cancer.
Right.
You're not going to the moon. You're basically right. Putting on some trunks and some oil mm-hmm. and hitting poses on stage.
That's right.
Okay, let's keep things in its proper context.
That's right. That's right. Can you know do your prep. But continue to be well rounded. Yes.
Yeah, the world won't stop because you got to eat a chicken breast.
Right.
And you know what? My partner should be able to eat a cookie if she wants, because guess what? She's not doing a show.
Right.
She doesn't compete. So I should never – it's funny because she'll say, is it okay if I eat that? I go, you can eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and sometimes I she'll have a cookie or something and I'll take it. And I'll say, just let me smell that for a second. And then I give it back, you know. But you have to have a sense of humor about it, because I have seen people get really mad at their partners, friends, coworkers, because they're not stopping because they're prepping. You know what? They don't care. They're living their life. Live yours. You just happen to eat differently and work out.
Right.
I think that sometimes we got to simplify things.
You don't want to be that one person. You know, you're at a party, and it's not a whole gathering of bodybuilders. You're the only bodybuilder there. So those people don't want to listen to you 60 minutes talk about, you know, your macros and your workout and your diet, your broccoli and your chicken, like you said. Yeah, don't do that. But you want to be well-rounded. You want to put everything in perspective. And like you said, you know, at the end of the day, it's a bodybuilding contest.
We had a little reverb there. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
I want to say real quickly hello to Brockman, to Michelle Thompson, my graphic artist out of South Florida, to Luke Burrows. Hey, Luke. To Marianne Carson, our new Miss Southwest Florida American. Congratulations, Marianne. Thank y'all for joining us tonight. Okay, what would you say, Todd, to another person who wants to write, who wants to tell their story? What advice would you give them?
I think the most important thing is don't overthink it. Like, don't think, oh, well, is this any good? Am I going to get published? Or put any sort of stress on yourself. Just let it flow, you know? And I found that in doing that, like when I started writing, and then there was part of me that thought, hey, maybe somebody will read this one day. Maybe, you know, it was kind of that we all have our hopes and dreams, and I would dream, well, maybe this will become a book. But I didn't really count on it. I was just kind of, you know, oh, maybe, you know, hey, let's see. But I never put pressure on myself. I just told the story. And by doing that and being very relaxed about it, I mean, you have nothing to lose, right? You can't lose what you don't have. So you're not going to lose a book deal that you don't have. And, you know, just put it out there and have some fun with it. And, you know, life is short. If you want to write, write. You might be good at it. You don't know until you try.
Well, I know you said that you did not even graduate high school. Is that correct?
No, that is correct. Later went on and took my equivalency test, but I was nowhere close to graduating high school. Like, I went and played basketball and chased girls, but really didn't go to a whole lot of classes. I kind of laugh when I think about, you know, falling asleep in my English classes. And the funny thing is, Coach Kurzunski is a writing teacher, and he teaches people how to write. And he was one of the first people I gave the manuscript to. And I said, you know, Coach, don't hold back. If it's bad, you just let me know. And he read it, and he got back to me. He said, Todd, this is excellent. And I said, you know, you're being nice. He says, I'm telling you, this is great. Who helped you with this? And I was like, nobody. I just wrote it. And he said, you need to take this to a publisher. And, you know, he loved it. He's actually in the process. He wants to try and get the book into classrooms to some of the young people because he thinks that the story would speak to a lot of young people in a positive way. So I think too many people overthink, you know, they want to do it, but they're afraid. Don't be afraid. You got nothing to lose.
I think that's very good advice. I certainly think it's very good advice. Well, I understand you might have another book on the horizon. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, I've got about four other books started. Like, a couple of them are fiction, and another one is about how much things have changed from, you know, when if you're a kid that grew up in the 60s or 70s versus now, and it's kind of a humorous book. But just recently, you know, I was thinking about I was having a conversation with one of my clients, and we were talking about body dysmorphia and how common it is in people that train and people that bodybuild, and, you know, how much the mind is a part of what we do in the gym. And I started writing a little bit about that and thought maybe I should explore this through my own stories and other stories I've heard from other athletes and bodybuilders, and really try to sort of delve and make sense into, you know, the way that the mind works and how it really can lie to you. You know, like you've seen it. You've been around shows a lot. You'll see a guy 250 pounds shredded, and he'll be like, oh, I just need to get a little bigger. And you look and you go, where? Your earlobes? Like, seriously, dude. Right? Or you'll see the most beautiful woman with a perfect shape, and she'll be like, well, I need a little more glutes, or I think I'm fat. And I thought, this is actually a really interesting topic that people don't much talk about. So I'm really thinking about writing something about that.
Well, it just sounds like you have found your niche in the world. You know, very interesting. Jim and I have talked about you quite a bit the last few days. And we even talked about you last week on the air, didn't we, Jim?
Right,
And talked about you being on the show tonight. And, you know, just a great story, a great, as Jim said, from tragedy to triumph. And, you know, you turned your life around. You made some changes. And it sounds like you made some very positive changes. And not only did you make the changes in your own life, but now you are trying to make positive changes in others' lives. And I think that's what Jim and I are all about. That's what Fit Talk Radio is all about, to promote others and to lift others up and to encourage others. We've been in the fitness industry over 40 years, and you know, now we're NPC judges and promoters down here in South Georgia. But you know, our goal is to promote people like you and to lift others up. In whatever sport they're doing. Now, we like bodybuilding because that's our background, but, you know, Jim was a track and field coach, you know, and has four state championships under his belt. And we have all kinds of athletes that come on the show, but we do tend to gravitate towards bodybuilders. And, of course, you have I can see that you do the work, that you look great. What show are you going to be doing in 6 weeks? So we can keep up with you.
Go ahead.
So we can keep up with you and see how you do.
I'm doing a show in the Canadian division. Basically, it's the NPC of Canada.
Okay.
It's called the CPA. And I'm doing a regional show just outside of Vancouver on July the 9th. And so that's a qualifier. And then the following weekend is a pro qualifier. And I'm going to do that one as well. And it's the first time that I will ever compete in the classic division, which apparently is long overdue, because I've long been told that my physique is, you know, it's a traditional bodybuilding physique that you would have seen in the 70s and the 80s.
Right.
And you know, when the division started, a lot of people said, Todd, this division is made for you. This is what you should do. And I sort of held back because I wanted to see if it was taken seriously and how it would do in terms of popularity. And now it's become such a huge division.
Yes, it's growing.
You know, truthfully, the most popular bodybuilder in the world is probably Chris Bumstead, who's, the classic physique Olympia champion,
right.
Also a Canadian. So I'm going to do the classic division. I'm going to do the open classic, so I'm going to throw my hat in against all the young fellas. That like
the challenge. Yeah, Jim did that once upon a time.
Yeah, give it a go. Why not, right? And I'll also do, you know, one of the master's classes as well, and I'll do that for both shows. So I'll do the open for, you know, my height, weight, and then I'll do the master's, and then the following weekend at the pro qualifier. Now, the pro qualifier is going to be a very tough show because to get a pro card at that show, I would have to beat all the young fellas and win the overall classic. So I think it's a no-lose situation because, hey, if they beat me, I can say, hey, well, you know, you should. You're 25 years old. I'm an old man. I could be your dad, right? But if I win, then I could say, wow, how does it feel to get beat by somebody who could be your father? Isn't that just something?
That is, and that's a great attitude. Hey, you know, I have so much respect. You know, Jim and I, like I said, I'm 10 years older than you, and I married a younger man, so Jim's a little bit younger than me. But, you know, I just have so much respect for people our age, and I say our age, that are still into bodybuilding, that are still taking care of themselves, male and females. So I just commend you for staying in the game, working hard, and going for it. I mean, the master's divisions here in our area are really growing. They are some of our biggest divisions now, because you've got a lot more people staying healthy and wanting to do this later in life. Even some new people that didn't do bodybuilding like I have since the 80s, but they, you know, started when they're 40 and 50 years old, or they lose a lot of weight and then they get into bodybuilding. So I am just so excited to see so many masters people doing so well. And, you know, I appreciate you. I respect you, what you've done with your physique. I respect what you've done with your life, that you turned it around. And, you know, anybody can do it. They just have to get their shoulder down and do the work. Isn't that right?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And one thing I wanted to mention, too, is we have filmed a documentary based on the book that's just about finished in post-production. So, and it's called Shoulder Down, Road to Redemption. And it follows my kind of the path of the book, but it also follows my journey last year towards the Canadian Masters Championships, where I actually won the Heavyweight Masters Canadian Championship. And not to spoil the ending, but I just did. but it's you know, it should be coming out pretty soon. So I'll keep you appraised of that, because I think you'll get a kick out of it.
Well, I saw a little clip, and it was great.
You watched the trailer?
I did. Yes, I did. And you, Jim and I are going to keep up with you, and we want you to call back in July after your show. We'll set up a time and let us know how you did, how it was.
Right.
And we're going to stay in touch. Yeah. We're going to stay in touch. We're going to follow your new career as a writer. And, so we're not going to lose touch. You're going to stay in touch with us, because this is what we are all about. And I'm just so grateful that we connected, and we're so grateful for you being on the show tonight and talking about this. And folks, if you want this book, you can go to Amazon. It's very inexpensive. It's in paperback, and you can get it. Shoulder Down by Todd Payette. And I posted it, and I'm going to post it again over the weekend. Then we'll look forward to you calling us back in July and letting us know how you did in your show.
And I will do that for sure.
And of course, if you're ever in South Georgia or in Georgia, period, we got to get together.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The thing about the show in July is, you know, I'm very observant, and I think that's why the book came easy to me, because I watch people and I observe situations. So I know that me being sort of the grandpa competing against the young guys is going to make for a few funny stories that I'll be able to share with you later.
Absolutely. I'm sure that it will.
Yeah, well, Todd, for sure. Todd, good luck with your upcoming competitions. It sounds like you've really got a hold on the right perspective for the sport. So regardless of what happens, I just feel good about what's going to happen at your competitions in July.
I appreciate that very much, and I really appreciate you folks having me on your show, and I love what you're doing. I think we need more of this. You know, giving people a platform to talk like this is fantastic, and helping others, of course, just a great thing that you're both doing. So I'm really grateful for the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Todd, and we're going to keep up with you, but make sure listeners – go to Amazon and get that book, Shoulder Down by Todd Payette. Todd, thank you again so much.
Thanks so much. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Jim, what a great story. Great guy. I just got chills. He almost brought tears to my eyes.
Right, and I'm just so glad. I'm so glad that he was able to turn his life around, you know, when he needed to.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, the icing on the cake is that, you know, the sport of bodybuilding helped turn him around and helped ground him. And, you know, I like that, because we like that. Have we got a caller? I think there's a caller. We got a minute or two, I think.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello. Are you there?
We are. Welcome to Fit Talk.
Yes, this is your lady without a name.
Hey, lady without a name.
I want to say the gentleman you had on tonight, that's wonderful. I just admire you two very, very much. But he was very interesting in his life and the way his speech, you know, the way people talk, how he said. But I just wanted to take, you know, I listen to you every week.
Well, thank you so much. That you're just the sweetest person, and we appreciate your kind words.
Well, you keep listening, and we're glad that our caller could inspire you.
Well, he's a very special man, I think, in a lot of people's lives.
I think so, too. I think he's going to influence a lot of people. I know with his book he already has, and it sounds like Jim, he said he had four more books he's working on. So sounds like he's going to be doing a lot of great things. But thank you so much for listening and for calling us and sharing with us. We really appreciate it.
I know you do. You and Jim offer the same thing. If people that listen do, give me an up, make me feel better. Sometimes I do exercise.
Well, good. You need to do that. We want to encourage you to do that.
Yeah, I've got those 2-pound things that I put in both hands, you know. And yeah, I've used that a lot. I was an athlete. But anyway, I just wanted you to know that I really enjoy this program.
All right. Well, you keep up the good work and keep listening. Bye-bye.
And blessing you.
All right. Well, Maria, that's going to have to be a wrap this evening.
It sure is.
Well, everybody, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.